You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon from LA, LA Talk Radio. I'm Yael Kagan on my show, Show Me the Numbers, every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. I am a hypnotherapist. I master in neuro-linguistic programming, known as NLP, and master in numerology, the hidden secret language behind our numbers. I'm also the author of the book, both in English and in Hebrew. That's my Hebrew book that can be purchased by me if you are in LA, or the English version, Unlock Your Child's Potential, again, can be purchased by me or available for sale on Amazon. And today, like every week, I have a special guest with me. So I would like to welcome Ariane Lev.
Hello.
To this episode. Yeah. And I'm very excited. Through a friend, I got to meet you. And we have something very much in common, even though we thought we were doing something very different. We have something in common, and we'll get into it. And I do want to give a little bio about you before I let you speak about yourself, because that's the best. Ariane is an international entrepreneur and mentor with a degree in Oriental Studies from the University of Haifa. She has spent years researching the subconscious. That's why I love it so much, the subconscious mind and its impact on humans, and has reached a groundbreaking conclusion, which we want to hear about because that's why we are here today. Ariane founded a school for training therapists in her method, which we'll talk about, so that more and more people can provide this treatment to others. Her unique method and the impressive results, and you will share some results because I know you've been working on very unique and interesting things, especially in Israel. She achieved, makes her one of the leaders in her field. She founded the Ariane Lev Network, a leading center for subconscious therapy and studies, where they developed a unique method for deep treatment and change. And I've had shared this episode with my college, with the HMI, which we are all hypnotherapists. And I sent the link because I know it has a lot to do with what we do. And that's why I was also very much interested. But I'm talking a lot because I'm excited, but I want to give it now to you, to hand the microphone to you and
ask you
talk a little bit. And it's a pleasure having you here, really.
Wow, it's a pleasure to be here also for me. I'm so excited also. We spoke on the phone, and the first time that we see each other.
Right.
And I'm excited to be here and to have this interview with you. Yes.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about you. So if you went to university in Israel, you are from Israel. So tell us, or the listeners, a little brief about you.
About me. I started my academic issue when I was very curious to understand why there is such a conflict between Arab and Jewish in Israel. I'm an Israeli. I born to this country. My parents came from, my father actually born in Israel also, but his parents came from Europe, and my mother parents came from the Europe also, from the Holocaust survivors. But I was Israeli, and I born in Haifa, and my reality was that there is Arab, there's Jewish, and we live together, happiness, with happy and peace, and love each other, and each of us practice a different religion, but still, we are all together and we all share the same vision and the same mentality and the same everything. And then something happened with all the terror attacks after Oslo agreement, that I was in shock when I saw all the conflict that was so massive. And I told to myself, I must understand why it's happened. How come a person put a bomb on himself and explore and commit a suicide. And he knows that he's going to be dead. It's not that maybe he would not be dead and other will be dead. He knows, first of all, he's the
killing
one that's
himself.
Going to be dead. And I want to know why it's happened. So I went to the university. I got to a special faculty that it was with people that were working in the... Mossad, how do you say it in English?
CIA,
and all the secret agents and all that stuff. And I wasn't from them. I just joined and learned a lot. And then I went out from this university, and I was so determined that I want to do something with that, and I understood that it's so complicated. So I said to myself, I will leave it to the politician and go do something else in life. So the research is something else in life.
And I just want to explain a little bit to our listeners, because not everybody is Israeli, but
yeah.
Israel is a country that has the three religions and even more. So we have Christians, we have Muslims, and we have Jews, especially the city of Haifa and where I grew up, the city of Jerusalem. We live in coexistence. We live together. We shop in the same places. We do everything, or I would say until the first intifada,
Until the first intifada.
Right. Everything was complete coexistence.
It was different.
Exactly.
And yes.
So. And then something changed. And I understand her, because how come, like, we used to shop with you. We used, like, my mom
to
used to go to
you.
Use an Arab hairdresser.
Yes.
Like, suddenly what happened? So... I totally understand that, and I believe when I was in college here, I was questioning that also, and I said it's all about education.
Yes.
It's what kind of education you give to the kids, but if you teach them in school to hate and kill, then what do they know? I mean, unfortunately, about the subconscious
mind. I want to share a secret with you. Yes, it's all about the education, but more, it's about the subconscious.
Right.
About memories, and if you want a peace, not just in Israel.
Right.
All over the world, because there are conflict here also.
Right.
That we can see that those kind of people said, okay, we are Afro-Americans, we don't like the Spanish, we don't like
or
the...
We're afraid of.
Right. Or the racism, all of that stuff that separate us from each other.
Right.
So actually, this is the issue for everything. Is that education is what we needed? No. Yes, we need education.
Right.
But before the education, we have the subconscious.
Right. But that's
and
the education that comes from home.
It's not just about schools. By genes.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to talk about, because after I was so frustrated that I cannot do anything to my country and the people that I live there, and I want peace, I said to myself, okay, let's find something else. I want to understand what is inside each of us that blocks us. And from that point of view, you understand that the subconscious is the first thing that we should work on. And after that, we have to focus on the education and all other stuff.
Right. And it takes generations and generations to make the change, but the change has to start somewhere.
Now, it can be start now, because if you work on the subconscious, you don't need the generations.
Exactly.
All those beautiful children don't need to feel that they are not good enough. They don't have to feel like they are in a prison.
Right.
So when you take people from the prison, is in the subconscious. And I will talk about details very soon. But when you free people from their inside inner prison that they have, and you give them the opportunity to be free.
Right.
So they don't need to separate from each other. They don't need to say, those people took my rights, or those people are not good, and those people are not good, because you feel good with yourself, so you like everybody else. Also.
Right. And it's taking me back to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. The programming, the subconscious mind, is how we are programmed.
And we take it
from childhood all the way to adulthood, and sometimes it doesn't work for us, but how do we get rid of it? And that's basically your research.
Yes.
And what we'll
come
up with. And
exactly.
I'll start diving into my first questions, because I had a lot of questions for her, obviously.
Yeah.
It's interesting me more than just being a host on the show, just because it was complete connection into what I do and the way I deal with clients in my therapy world, and so as other graduates from my college. And if you can explain your method, which you call it the Ariane Lev method.
Ariane right. Lev method for reprogramming the subconscious. I can explain something like that, okay? The subconscious, it's 95% of everything that happened in life. Mm-hmm. MIT University have published the research in the 2018 that just only 5% of our thought, feelings, emotion, everything that happened to us, our choices even, are conscious.
Right.
While 95% are unconscious and we don't have any control of that. So these things... It's like a red alarm. Oh, we must look what control us.
Right.
So the method actually did the research have done several things. First of all, we map all the structure of the subconscious, how the subconscious is built. Because everybody says subconscious, it's subconsciously like that. This is the memory from the subconscious. Is that the memory of your subconscious? When you say subconscious, you know which memories are there. So first of all, the research map all the subconscious. And then we understood the layers that are inside the subconscious.
Okay.
Okay? And the layers are like that. First, it's the emotion. After the emotion, you dive inside, you see there are memories, childhood memories. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be memories from the womb, from the
right,
fetus in the
right.
womb, not just childhood. And then you see, and then beneath that, below that, you see that there is beliefs. So the beliefs cause the memories, the memories cause the emotions.
Right.
And you see there are therapists, a lot of a method that changing beliefs, you change beliefs, you work on the emotion, you work on the memory, and again and again and again. And then you see that people are maybe more aware, with more awareness, they were more aware of everything that they do, but still they are blocked, they are not free. What does it mean free? They're not free to do what they want. So when we dive in and research again and again and again, we saw that the very root in the source of the subconscious, there are 29 blocking codes that were transmitted to us genetically through the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be and there's 29 codes, and those codes are universal. So I was performed in the French Parliament. I spoke about the European people, the people from France, and the Arab and the non-Arab people, and how to cooperate in workplace. I was speaking in front of the government and economy people. And I spoke about what? I spoke about the same code that I spoke about in Israel, that I'm going to speak now, and I spoke in a lot of places. So there are universal 29 codes. We don't care if we are Jew, if we are Arab, if we are Afro-American, if we are American, I don't know, Swedish. Each of us have those 29 codes that are located in the root of the subconscious. And when you locate which cause is actually activate you, in several issues, and reprogram it to supportive code, you change all the structure of the subconscious. Mm-hmm. And that's what make huge effect in all the science of the mental health and in general.
And how, just so that I understand, how is the research actually done? Because in order to find those codes, I understand that you needed to do a long time research.
Of course.
How do you find it? Like
the research that I have done, it was something like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 21 years, but it started in the 2001, and I can say that most of the results were concluded in 2018, and then we continue to work. I initiated the research in 2001. In the research worked a brain researcher from Weizmann Institute, neurologist, people from holistic medicine, Chinese medicine. It was something like 12 therapists from a lot of kinds of areas, fields that worked together. People came to me first of all, because I was very famous, very known with my ability to see people from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Start from that special ability, okay? A present that I got from God,
right.
Okay? And then people came and they saw what's happening in the inside. So I wrote a script And I gave it to those people, the brain researcher and the neurologist, and everybody worked together. And then by working with so many people from all walks of life, we're talking about something like now, you know, I stopped counting now, but it was something like 40,000 people from all walks of life, from, it can be from all the religions, mm-hmm. you know, and all the cultures. So you cannot say that it's issue of culture. So we walk so many hours, and for 20 years, and then we saw the result, and the result was amazing. It was amazing because you see that the mental issue has mathematic way, because mental emotion, it sounds like something very abstract,
right?
That there is no, you cannot measure it. You can talk about that. Mm-hmm. You can contain it, understand it, have a process with that, but you cannot measure it. But yes, this method, this technique, this research show, yes, there is a way, mathematic way, to release the mental issue and to send the person free. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just, I try to simplify things so that every listener, not somebody that yes. had the education we yes. had, and but that every listener can understand. If we say that the subconscious mind is 90% of the power of the brain, and we have an issue that we're trying to release, something that doesn't work for us anymore, something that is challenging us in our day-to-day life, that's where we need to go. We need to find what it is, and then we want to be able to release it so that we can work better. And like you said, awareness is one thing. Now, how do we release it? So yes. is there like, what do you do after the research, after you find those codes? What do you do? Like, I do hypnosis, for yes. instance. So I know what kind of tool I use it in order to release. But what was the, how did you continue with the method so, after you got the code?
All along the way, we work with people. Okay, it wasn't a research and then. It started, when it started, we work with people all the time. Okay, what we noticed is that, yes, people can be blocked in a lot of issues. It can be stage fright. It can be motherhood. Okay, people that I have met, people that so much wanted to be a mother, they dreamt about that. And then when they become a mother or a father, yes, they become sometimes hostile, or sometimes they cannot be in touch with the child. Mm-hmm. I was listening to a woman that said to me, I want to hold my child, and I'm forcing myself doing that. Like, it's a wall here that not allows me to hold it. So to come to do the therapy, to do the healing part, okay, to release yourself, you should be aware that what's happening is not what you want. Mm-hmm. Because there are people that see that, and they feel the pain, and they will go to eat, and to go to do something, and they will not disconnect to the pain. But people that see
that, escape the pain, basically.
Yeah, okay. Or delete it. Okay? Okay, and everything is fine. This is my character. I am a cold person. My mother didn't hug me, so I don't hug either. Okay, so she or he or man that says, okay, I want to be with my children. I'm finding myself escaping to work, even though my work is finished, I'm continue being at work. Or there are fathers that told me, I'm sitting in the car, and I know that this is the time that she, the wife, she's bringing them to bed. So I'm sitting in the car, and I'm
instead of walking
and,
in
and waiting. That I can't hear their voices.
Yeah, I'm avoiding it because I yes. cannot deal with it.
Yes, but the soul, it's hurt. I want to feel a father. I'm a father. I'm a mother. This is my children. I'm working for them. I want to hug my children. I want to love them. I don't want to be there. So they feel the pain. When they feel the pain, they feel the block. They feel the wall. They feel what does it cost them. Sometimes, and this was in other generation, because our generation is generation that want to solve everything.
Right, an instant, quick.
An instant, they want to solve it, they want to feel free, they want to don't want to say they're not compromised, like the right. other. But in other generation, people get to the age of 70, 80, And then they were sitting in the place, in the home, and waiting for their children to come to visit them.
And then they don't come.
And they say, oh, what an awful child. It's not an awful child. It's what we taught him. And now he give us back the same pattern that we taught him.
Right. Not even as a revenge, just because that's all they know.
Yes.
That's how they're programmed.
Yes. And sometimes we can say, okay, but it's not true what she says now. Maybe the audience say now, some of them, because we know very good families that they give everything to the children, and still when they were old, the children didn't come, okay, to come visit them. But you don't know what's happened inside the family. You don't know what's happened when the mom took the child and feed him or clean him or put him in the bed. What did she tell him? Did she kiss him? Just send him, I'm with you, or to put him in the bed, good night, and went. These small moments, these small behaviors, that would dominate and activate the subconscious.
Right.
So people, I will conclude it, people come from a lot of things that they feel like they're stuck. It can be in parent, it can be in business, where they feel that, okay, there's silver glass, and they want to break through, and they like getting around, going around and around. It can be in relationship. There are plenty of people now that feel that we have everything in life, but we're alone. And we want to find a partner. Well, how come I don't find a partner? I find the people that I don't want, they want me. And people that I want, don't want me. What's happened here? Maybe I blocked, maybe, okay. So it can be even with a weight loss. Mm-hmm. People that doing the diet or doing the injections and all that stuff. And at the moment they stop, they gain weight again and they want to get out of that. They don't want to lose their life just and gain weight and lose weight. And it can be just a person that sit in the home and feel unhappy. He has everything. He has money, wealth, health, family, friends, but he's just unhappy or unfulfilled. All of that is blocks. We live this life. I know there are a lot of people that think that, and I do support it, that is another life. But this world, this time, we live just once. You are Yael once.
Right.
And I'm Ariane once. This is one episode. And we want to do it the best. We want to feel the best. We want to be the happiest.
We deserve to be happy.
And we deserve it. It's our right. Yes, right. Thank you for emphasizing that.
And some people do not understand that they deserve to be happy. Just because they didn't work on self-love, it's like, I meant to be miserable. This is my life. This is why I came.
This is a belief.
Right.
That is in the structure, the subconscious that I mapped before. This is a belief. It's not true. This is what you educate. This is what transferred to you from your parents, even if they didn't say it.
Right.
By waves. This is not the truth. Each of us and all the religions. I don't say about the religion that say fight against each other. I said the source of the religion that Moses wrote, that Jesus wrote, that Muhammad wrote, that Buddha has. They said this life, we have the right. It's our right to be happy. It's our right to be content. It's our right to fulfill ourselves 100%.
Right. So yes. Be happy is a choice. It's your choice. Yeah, you have to do something for it. You have to find the right method, the right type of even therapy for you, but it's your choice. You want to choose to be happy. There are ways to do it. And
so
that's basically what you're saying.
I want to talk about the subconscious because you said something brilliant, and that's right. You can choose it. But how can I choose something that just 5% is my mindset and 95% I cannot choose?
Right.
I don't have any control of that. So for that, all the signs of the subconscious get inside.
Right.
And the method will tell you something like that. You're unhappy not because you are, I won't say, not nice one, because something is not good with you. Okay, let's say it's gently. Okay? you're not lazy or not a bad person because people said, and that's what all the coaching things say to us, you can choose. So people try to choose. I said, but I'm trying to choose, but what's going on with me? I can't choose. So
that's
maybe
where you need help.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not your fault. You must know it's not your fault. You are programmed in the subconscious. This is a program in the subconscious, and this is a code that can be your grandmother's, not you. You are perfect. Why you are perfect? Because you want to evolve. You want to success. You do everything. You think about it. You try. You try to choose right. You are 100% perfect. You did your 5%. Now, let's dive into the 95%. And what I'm saying, that it's all is program. It's all already programmed. When the child get out from his mother's womb, it's already programmed.
Right.
And he has the genes. And there are new research that shows that the genes is not just how we look and the color of our hair. The genes is memories from the DNA.
Right.
And we said, by this method, by this approach, the genes including 29 codes. It can be somebody, okay? And I will give an example.
Yeah, give an example and talk a little bit about the codes. It's interesting.
Yes. I will give an example even of myself, okay? And this is an example that it's a lot of Israelis sharing that, but I will give another example, okay? That can be somebody that believes that he wants to do something and he's very ambitious, and he learned, and he or she, yes, learned and do and try and very able to do what he want to do. He want to be, let's say, a millionaire. He want to work in real estate. She want to be married. I don't know. And then something stops them from doing that, trying to do, or they do it. Let's say they invest in something. And they learned everything, how to invest, let's say, real estate. They invest, they bought things, and then they do something and stuck and lost money and having money and losing money, and there is no, there's no something, they don't become rich from that. They just become more slave. What does it happen? Okay, it wasn't my story, but let's say, for example, let's say that grandmother faced a frightened thing. She was afraid. She would not have something to eat tomorrow. Okay, let's say my grandmother, she was in the Holocaust. Okay, so it's very understand from the Holocaust, but can be even in the United States. It was a bad situation, a economic situation. Everybody was afraid. Okay, so the grandmother or the mother, even if the mother in her mother, in the grandmother womb, she felt the fear of the grandmother, she get a code, and the code is life equals danger. Mm-hmm. And that code can get transmitted to the mother by the grandmother.
And she's in a surviving mode from before she's even born.
And it can get to the other child even, that the mother child, right, even from the grandmother. And this is here in the genes.
Right.
It's not even here. So the brain said, okay, I want to do it. So I will go and raise money and I will do it. And the code understands that we are going to go out from our safe zone. So it will put an alarm, red flag, to the brain. Be careful. It's danger going to be here. So if we will take higher risk, it will even be bigger. Mm-hmm. And stronger. And then what's happened? The subconscious magnetize, bring us danger. Mm-hmm. To stop us from doing that.
Right.
Or
it feels things. Like he's protecting us, basically, but he numbs us.
Must protect, because this is software.
Right.
In the software, it's written, it's there. Life equals danger. Darling, don't go out from your safe zone. Stay in the quarter that you are here.
Right.
Don't go out. So it can be from all the cultures. It's not just the Israeli or European. It's from all the people. When they have this feeling, sense of danger, it's life equals danger. So what do people do? They stay in the safe zone. They're going to learn what people told him or her that she should learn. Or what she thinks that it's okay for her. Stay in the same city. Okay, and I had this code also. And I knew, in order to take this beautiful and wonderful formula that I have and to bring it to all over the world, that this is my aim, actually, that I came to the United States to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To bring it to all over the universe, I should come here. I knew that. I knew that for the first moment I initiated the research, that I'm doing the research in Israel, I'm going to bring it to United States in order that it will go all over the world. But why I did it after 21 years? The research have been done, the research is finished in 2018. In 2018, I were in the French Parliament, I were in Washington, D.C., in Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. I were in so many places that I could do it. Okay, why didn't I do it? Okay, because of the code. Each time that I wanted to do it, something awful happened. Something awful happened. Mm-hmm. Something happened with my family, with my son, with my business. And yes, I just went out. I had the U6s and came back. It was disaster. The crisis. I needed to solve crisis. I understood that each time I flew out, it's danger. And even for myself, for my mind, I knew that I want to do it. I knew.
But you think you generated those crises?
Yes.
Okay.
I attracted it unconsciously. Okay. Everything has been attracted. Everything that happened to us, it's not by chance. We attract that. We bring this to us, not purposely. It's not 5%. It's not mind.
It's subconscious.
It's subconscious. Right. Everything is the subconscious. So I understood, why didn't I do it? Why? What am I waiting for? I started my issue, my business, my research when I was 27. I become 40. I said, okay, between 40 to 50, I must do it. Then I become 40. I'm 48. I'm going to be 49. Good. So, wow, but until I didn't release the code, it was two codes, life equals danger and world equals danger is the highest fulfillment. Mm-hmm. I could not do it. I was afraid. And I attract a lot of people that told me, be aware of, it's very frightening. You have a business here. You're going to United States. You don't know the language very well. You will see, okay? It's a lot of money. It's very expensive. So I attract people that did not encourage me because they spoke the fears that I have inside of me. So I understood. I said to myself, Ariane, you help so many people. You must do it by yourself. So I did the therapy on myself. And one of my therapists. Mm-hmm. Because I cannot do it by myself. I need to be with closed eyes. I need to dive in. So I need somebody that instructs me to do it. So I did it with my therapist. They helped me. And I really blessed them and thanks them for that. It was very hard for both of them because I'm the teacher.
Right.
I'm the one who developed everything. I'm going to the sofa. I cry like a little baby. But they were strong enough to contain it and to do it. And I release myself. When I release myself, I did it. And then I speak with people now. And people tell me, it's not human what you did. You come with three suitcase. And did you see what you done? Many people coming to you. Everybody want that you bring lectures. See, you have a lot of connections in several months. How come with three suitcase? It's because when you don't have the codes, you don't have nothing that will stop you from the inside. So you can choose better, and it's easy even. You don't have to choose. It comes to you like that. Better? Okay? And the reality reflects to you something else. And I have to tell you, I'm talking a lot, I know. So I'm going.
It's good that you're here. That's so, how you're spreading it.
Because when I'm speaking about that,
it's
I'm
good,
excited.
It's good, the passion.
Yes, all the time.
I love
it. 21 years. It's like to be married with the same guy 21 years and still to be so excited to speak about the relationship. So this gives me the clue that I'm in the right place and
Successful people needs the passion.
Yes.
Before the knowledge, yes. Before everything, they need passion and you have it.
So but the passion is that I see people so suffering in the inside, a lot of them. And it does, and people think, okay, if I lose weight, so I will look very good, so I will have a lot of men. No, 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 darlings, no. You will face the same block when you will look good and if you would be very rich. I saw many, not just millionaire, billionaire people. They are lonely. They're afraid so much that everybody that want them because of the money.
And or at afraid. Least that's what they think.
Yes, but you see that, and there are people that are billionaires, they're not lonely.
Right.
They're family, they're friends, they open their heart. It's not what you achieve. It's how you program. That's all. And when I see that there is a method, there is a mathematic way, we don't have to go to a therapist and talk days but days about our problems. This is mathematic way to do it, and I see that it works. I'm passionate not because of me to be successful. I'm already successful. I'm passionate to bring it to people, to shout to them, people, you don't have to suffer anymore. You can be released. And when you release yourself, all the universe is changing. You don't have to do nothing. Everybody tell me, okay, but Ariane, I'm at the session. What should I do now? You don't have to do nothing. Go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. It's like the computer has restarted itself. You will restart yourself again. And you see the difference. So I saw it with so many people. But now I saw it myself.
Which is the biggest proof that you need
as
a therapist is to see that it works for you. Then you know it can work for others.
But I was so busy. You know, and the codes, because I had so many codes, actually. I think almost all the 29. I was so blocked. So in that block, that is I equals cancellation, for example, another mm-hmm. code, that it means that everything that I want in life, I come back to the life equals danger. The codes are divided to families. So it's about life. How do I accept life? Like if equals danger, we reprogram it to life equals secure mm-hmm. and safe. Okay, so the another family, a group of codes, it's about myself. Who am I? So it's I equals cancellation, and I had I equals delete. Mm-hmm. So I was I equals delete. What does it mean, I equals delete? My mechanism, the way I walk, I don't see myself. I see just other, because if there's something that I feel about myself, my feelings, my emotion, my thought, my needs, my wishes, there's a voice in my head that tells me, unconscious voice, that tells me, delete it. It's not exist. So I can feel myself through people. So I didn't see myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't understood that I need to do the therapy. Until I got a lot of accident that showed me that. And even that I understood that, I always rejected, procrastinated. Yes, procrastinated. Why?
Right.
Because I'm not important. I equals delete, and there's another code. I equals cancellation. That if I dare to say to myself, maybe I need something for me. So the other voice will tell me, no, you are not. You need to do it for the people. You need to do it for the other people. You have for your clients, for therapists, for students. You need to do it for your son. You do it for your family. You are the last on the list. Even if you are the last on the list, you are lucky. So many code I had. So I couldn't be able to see myself until I got to the point that I didn't have any choice. I felt that, okay, I saw everybody is released. All my patients, all my students, everybody jumping in the air and happy. And I felt like I'm staying the same point. I felt like I'm staying, I become a little bit envy. Okay, why they are so and me? What about
right.
me? So then I said, okay, it's my time. I needed a lot of guts for that because, you know, I felt shame. I was shy to go to one of my therapists. I'm a student, actually. I'm the teacher, you know, and look. So
we all need help.
Yes, but then my ego was so high. It was hard for me. And then I did it, and I'm happy.
I admire you for doing that, and I think that every therapist, doctor, whatever it is, we need help from others, and I think it's something we need to understand and do it.
Yes, it's very important because I've met a lot of therapists and a lot of leaders, even especially in our field, that they said, "I know everything, I help, I do, I that and that." Okay, I don't need. And there are people that are mistaken, actually. Yeah, Elena, I will share with you they think therapists that they are, by the time they are working with the therapy, they think that they heal themselves. I have heard that several times, many times. We were doing that together. And I instruct my therapist and I told them, no, this is not your journey.
Right.
It's his. Don't be mistaken. And right. perhaps the code I equals delete because they don't see themselves.
Right.
They can see themselves by others. No, you feel it. I saw so many times that the person that is the therapy, he come passionate. He want to help the people. It's great. But then he feels very connected to the therapist. It's good, mm-hmm. but too much because he feels that this is his path.
Right.
And then what's happened, the therapist not release the patient.
Right. And if the patient gets addicted to therapy,
yeah,
and can't do without
it. Yeah, the
both. Right.
They both got addicted to each other. And then I met people, the patients, that they tell me, you know, Jan, we feel the therapy is not working anymore. And we want to leave the therapist, but we feel uncomfortable to tell him that. How can you have comfortable? It's your therapy.
I sometimes tell my patients, you know what? You're there enough. Now, go.
Yes.
No need for more.
So it means that you don't have the block that it's love equals abandonment.
Right.
When there is a code, another code from the 29.
I mean, I've done my work too. Don't worry. I've had blockages in different other ways. I had a numerologist once in Israel that I was working with, and as I was studying, and I said to him, I really want to start courses like teaching numerology. And he said, and we worked on some things, and he said, Yael, you cannot preach to others unless you do the change first.
Yes.
So if you don't do it, don't preach to your customers, which was so true.
You should walk your talk. But I tell you the truth, a lot of the mentors, and you know that, Yael, a lot of the mentors, they preach that and they don't walk their talk. And I know that I agree with them. Because I see it as it's a different thing. The thing that you bring to the others, sometimes, as a friend even, you can give advice to your friend better than you give to yourself.
Right. So you always, not sometimes.
Yes. So we can be good to others. So it's okay if you don't, each of you, if you are a mentor and a therapy and you feel that you haven't solved all your problems, it's okay. You're still a good mentor. It's good to be a mentor, to be a therapy, to be a teacher, and to be a psychologist. But for yourself, for your health, and for your journey, go have a therapy by yourself. And I'm saying go to the Ariane Lev Method because this is very good thing that I have to emphasize that we work on the source. So when you come to the therapy, and you identify and locate
the root cause,
which code you have, and you reprogram it to support the code, all the beliefs are dismissed, disappeared, vanished. All the negative beliefs, all the negative memories. So sometimes we meet people that they say to themselves, I'm shy. Let's say, this is the subject that I want to solve. They go to a therapy, to go to NLP even, psychologist, and they understand that shy because the mother told him or the father told him that they are not allowed to speak and they're not allowed to even make noise. Okay. And so they
talk about second generation of Holocaust survivors, which I am also. Those are exactly like we don't talk, we don't share. Very, very similar to everything that you say now.
So I'm third generation. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. So
it's amazing.
Yes. So what's happened to those people? They start to do therapy that they connect to the inner child and spoke with the inner child and be the good parents. But then what happened? And maybe we'll share. You will agree with me. They become more. How can I say it in English? The word. They become more. Maybe I said in Hebrew. We'll translate it.
Okay.
Mitusbachim.
More confused.
More frustrated. More in the cycle. And even worse.
And then even guilt feelings come because.
Yes, and even far worse because they blame their parents.
Right.
Before I thought I'm shy. Now see what's happened. Because my mother and father didn't give me the allowance to speak. I don't want to speak with them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see my family.
Destroyed my life.
Destroyed my life. So what's happened? We divide the family. And we cannot be angry at our parents because our parents are here in our genes. And if I don't respect my parents, forgive my parents, I cannot forgive myself. So people start, and family become, start to be broken.
Right.
And divided.
Right.
Yes. So we said, don't worry. You feel that something's stuck and not working in your life, it's good. Don't take drugs, don't something, nothing happened, everything is fine. No, it's not fine. Correct it for yourself, for your children, and for your community. And the most important is go to therapy. And I said the Ariane Lev method because, I want to say two things. I will go to the therapy, see which code is blocking you, reprogram the codes, and then live your life. We don't want to see people coming to us again and again and again.
Right.
Okay? You don't have to be therapy on your life. Go, release the code, and then go to your life. And I want to say other things, and that this is one of the very good, very important thing. I support all the other method also.
Okay.
I'm supporting them because we are all one. Okay?
100%.
Yes. The one that want to go to Ariane Lev method should be with a decision that he wants to go out to go to a train, to go to drive the train and to go out. There's no way to go back. People that feel that they need time and they cannot bear a radical change, it's a radical change. And they need time, they need process, should go to the other therapists, and they are very good in that. We are calling to the people who want a change, permanent change, and radical, and for good.
100%. I don't know how time flew by. I'm like looking at the clock in front of me.
Oh,
I'm not sure it ever happened to me that we only have, I think, 4 minutes.
Oh my God.
So it's important for me to say, and you'll correct me where I'm wrong, that Ariane is working, I think, with clients, but you more than that, and that's what I really appreciate, she's training other therapists. So I'm going to share it in college, the graduates of my college, we have like hundreds of therapists there. So I do want to share it because you are teaching therapists also,
yes.
Right? How to use your method, because hypnotherapy is very similar. It's quicker. Don't come and sit with me for a whole year. Come for a few sessions. Depends how suggestible you are. And we'll do the work right here and now. Same as your method. You will give information if you can do really, really quickly. First of all, where people can reach you. And therapists that are listening, because a lot of my listeners are therapists. What do you offer for therapists?
We are looking for therapists. First of all, people that know how to do it. And we are looking for therapists. Yes. We have network of trainers and therapists. So all over the world. So we give license. And we teach everything from the beginning, the source, and to the end. So what I'm looking for, therapists that want to join that and interesting to know more. And they to acquire them, to give them the license, and they can work with people, and they can be part of our group, okay? And they work worldwide also. There's plenty of people, most of the people, all the people, not most, that I'm talking about these codes, everybody want to undergo the treatment, and I cannot work with them. And we have in Israel just 2 therapists that speak English fluently as a mother tongue.
Wow.
We need a therapist in English, and there's plenty of people, and I'm going to do it worldwide, and I'm going to perform more in the media, and we were going to do an application also, an app, so we will need therapists, and I'm looking for therapists, I'm going to inquire them, and they can be part, and we are going to exam them, we give them an interview, see that, because it's very similar, but it's not the same. Okay, because the method is very deep. very, very deep. You have to see the person, how deep he can go, how good he is for that.
Right.
And so we have interviewed one of that, the teacher that works with us for 14 years, and they worked with hundreds of people. So she's making the interview and see if the people is likable or not, if
they
qualify to that. And then we give them all the procedure how to become one of our therapists.
How long is the process for a certification?
Something like 6 months. 6 months, this is the basic. It's 1 year.
Okay.
6 months is to learn the basic. And then another 6 months to know it, to know the other layers.
Okay.
Yes.
So for any of you, those who are therapists, and again, I will share it on, we have a group of hundreds of college graduates from my college, from HMI. There are people all over the world. So hopefully you'll
amazing.
Do something in Zoom.
Oh, it's amazing.
So we will share, I will share the information there as well. And any therapist, from using any method, almost doesn't matter, who's interested, how can they get in touch with you?
So we have my website. It's www.arianlev.com. You see that there's a link to go to English. Go to English, okay? And then leave the your name, your details, and we come back to you. And we can write me a phone number that you can write a SMS or a WhatsApp, and we come back to you. We know that there's plenty of people that want to do it. So if you're not coming back to you directly, don't lose patience. Even try to apply again. You can apply again and again. Sometimes it works. And we will be do the all the effort to apply to come back to every one of you, because we want you. We want the one that feel now that hear what they say and the L said and feel in his heart that is right for him. We want you. We want to inquire you. We want to give you all the details that all of us will make this world a better place.
Perfect. And you can always contact me if you cannot reach her, and I'll give you her contact information. I'm happy to do that. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here. Unfortunately, time went by way, way, way too fast.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming and coming to the studio, which I know was quite a drive. And maybe we'll see you here again. We have still a lot to talk.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, and good luck with everything. And thank you for all the listeners who saw it now live or will see it later, the recording. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Yael, for having me.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.